What is good, everybody, man? This is your guy, Manny, and this is the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel. Welcome to the Talking Sports with Manny podcast. So we're going to talk fantasy football today. Obviously, this is going to be a quick podcast, 15 to 20 minutes, just talking about value. So pretty much, where is the value? One of the biggest debates that I've seen so far has been, what's his name? The name just escaped me. DeAndre Swift versus Javonte Carter. Now, we're going to look at the numbers. We're going to look at what Javonte Williams was able to do last year compared to what Swift was able to do. Now, there's two ways we can do this. I'm possibly going to go get on Sleeper. I love how Sleeper does things, and they're able to give you pretty good visuals. So I do love that about Sleeper. So I'm just going to take one of my basic leagues. I'm going to share my screen, and then we can go ahead and compare DeAndre Swift versus Javonte Williams. As we're doing that, also in this show, we're going to talk Patrick Mahomes with no Tyreek Hill. We're going to talk Patrick Mahomes and his wide receivers. Where do you get the value out of his wide receivers, his top three wide receivers this year? We're going to talk about Robert Woods and his impact with the Tennessee Titans versus Treylon Burks and his impact with the Tennessee Titans. We're going to talk about Cam Akers. There's been a lot of hype around Cam Akers. We're going to talk about Jamal Williams' speech. Shout out to Jamal Williams, man. He's that dude. That speech was powerful. Matter of fact, I'm going to share that first. If I can find that speech by Jamal Williams, we'll go ahead and get that going first. Go to Twitter. Jamal Williams. I did see something else about Jamal Williams earlier today as well in one of these posts, if I can find it. So it says, football players, it says, people think that we're all supposed to be tough and not care, but I really care. That's what football is. It's to bring us together, make us teammates, make us brothers. And this is pretty much after the speech that Jamal Williams had. I think it was like a few days ago. So I'm going to try to find this Jamal Williams speech. And I'm going to share it, man. It's powerful. There shouldn't be anybody clowning Jamal Williams for breaking down and crying. You know what I'm saying?
Today is the minimum of effort.
What a speech. I told y'all, man, it was a tearjerker because, like Jamal Williams says, man, football players are people, and you have emotions, and you play the game to win, you play the game to bring, you know, it's all about bringing people together. So that's what Jamal Williams was able to express in this speech. Shout out to Jamal Williams. But yeah, I definitely wanted to talk about that before we really got into it with the actual fantasy football. So after that Jamal Williams speech, let's go ahead and get into that DeAndre Swift versus Javonte Williams. And I'm not gonna lie, I said this on a previous show. I did not even get into the Javonte Williams stat line this season. You know, like when you have players and you like your players, you're gonna like your players regardless. Little did I know that Javonte Williams had an exceptional year. He had almost 1,000 yards. And sometimes you don't realize that. You don't realize that. So Javonte Williams was an absolute dog last year. I'm going to share his stats in just a minute. So last year he had 203 attempts. And that's with Melvin Gordon being on the squad, right? 203 attempts. He had 903 yards rushing. 4.45 yards per carry and 4 touchdowns. Obviously, the 4 touchdowns, you want to see that go up rushing the ball, right? But he was a receiver as well. I mean, he had 53 targets for 43 receptions. He had 316 yards. And then he also had three receiving touchdowns. So combined 7 touchdowns and, you know, well over 1,000 yards from scrimmage. You know, in PPR leagues, he was RB17. And that was something that I overlooked, but I had a lot of Javonte Williams shares. I plugged him into a lot of spots. So when the guy tagged me on Twitter saying, who do you think will have more points this year between Javonte Williams and Swift? Had Melvin Gordon not come back, Javonte Williams is practically a top 12. Top 12 is safe to say. He can possibly possibly be top 7 with this PPR receiving upside, right? But let's look at Melvin Gordon real quick, because I know that Melvin Gordon was able to produce a lot. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to combine Melvin Gordon stats and Javonte Williams stats together and that produces one guy. But Melvin Gordon was also a respectable back as well. PPR number 22 in PPR leagues, ranked number 22. The RB22, he had 203 yards attempt. The same amount of attempts as Javonte Williams, but he had 918 yards rushing. He had 8 rushing touchdowns. So I do expect a lot of that goal line work to go to Javonte had Melvin Gordon not come back. Melvin Gordon was also involved in the receiving end where he had 38 targets for 28 receptions, 213 yards. And then he also had 2 receiving touchdowns, so 10 total touchdowns at the end of the day, because Javonte had more receptions. That was what boosted Javonte to being RB17 compared to Melvin Gordon's RB22. So, yes, receptions is key in PPR leagues. We all do know that. Melvin Gordon is still an exceptional running back, a guy that I'm, you know, grabbing on my team as my RB2, RB3 on my squad. So, Melvin Gordon did not go away. He came back. So I expect an even split, if not 50-50, then 60-40. But I think both guys eat. So with all that being considered, let's go ahead and look at DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift. Let's see what DeAndre Swift was able to do. Sometimes you got to put that little hyphen in the names, I guess. That's not letting me pull it up. Let me just do Swift. Let's see what pops up. DeAndre Swift. There we go. See, I was spelling his name totally wrong. So last year, let's look at the history. Yeah, Sleeper is definitely better on the phone than it is on the desktop, but it's all good. Last year, he was ranked RB15. Okay. Now, obviously, DeAndre Swift has no competition. DeAndre Swift also missed what? He missed 4 games. He played 13 games and still ended up as RB15 compared to Javonte's RB17. So, yeah, that DeAndre Swift and that Javonte Williams debate, I mean, it's tough. But at the same time, with the tons of injuries that they had last year and the lack of receiving weapons, that was what it was able to boost Javonte's targets up. But in terms of running the ball, he had 151 attempts, 617 yards rushing, 5 rushing touchdowns, 78 targets for 62 receptions, 452 yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. So he also cleared 1,000 yards in scrimmage, just like Javonte and Melvin Gordon. But this is about DeAndre Swift and Javonte Carter. So this is really, really close. If I had to pick between the two, I would think that DeAndre Swift would have more upside. Because when you look, Jamal Williams, who we all love, who we just talked about, he did have an impact last year, but it wasn't an impact that can really hurt Swift. I mean, he was RB43, but if you look at it closely, last year his game log, those first few games where Swift was out, you know, first game, 25 fantasy points, 14 fantasy points in week three, and then he kind of bounced back through the middle in week 12 or 13, and then 13 again in week 17. So Jamal Williams is good. He's good enough to do some things, but he's not good enough to literally, take some work away from Swift. So the battle between DeAndre Swift and Javonte Williams, I'm going to go DeAndre Swift. I think that Melvin Gordon is way more of an impactful running back than Jamal Williams, especially how Denver likes to do things. So I would still, even though Denver's going to run the ball more, Russell Wilson is there. There's a lot of flair, a lot of, you know, things that can happen. Injuries, of course. Whoever stays the healthiest most likely succeeds and wins that battle. But the battle between Swift and Javonte, I'm going to go Swift. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. So let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has not gone anywhere. Patrick Mahomes is still going to be a huge, huge factor. Everybody has Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes right now. I have Patrick Mahomes over Herbert. I just trust a guy like Mahomes because he makes people around him better. Granted, he hasn't had a guy like Tyreek Hill. I mean, he's going to be playing without Tyreek Hill. But history tells us ever since 2018, when Patrick Mahomes became a full-time starter, he was, number one. He was number seven. In a down year, right? When he only had, 26 passing touchdowns and 5 interceptions. In a down year, he was still QB7. Patrick Mahomes will never throw for 26 or less touchdowns again. I can boldly say that. Granted, yes, you're losing Tyreek Hill, but at the same time, this is Patrick Mahomes. We have to remember, Patrick Mahomes is who made Tyreek Hill more visible. You know, Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill, but Patrick Mahomes made Tyreek Hill visible. So even last year when Mahomes so-called struggled, he threw more interceptions than he ever had in his entire career. He still ended up as the QB4. I think this season you're going to see Patrick Mahomes run the ball like never before. You're going to see Patrick Mahomes scramble. You're going to see him get more rush attempts. Like last year he had 66 rush attempts. That was a career high. This year, you're looking at 70 to 80 rushing attempts because he's going to be running, trying to improvise, trying to create more plays. He's going to possibly rush for over 400 yards rushing, and who knows? He might be able to break his streak of 2 rushing touchdowns a year. I can bank on Mahomes possibly getting 3 rushing touchdowns this year. With the lack of Tyreek Hill, they did bring in some receivers, MVS, and they drafted Sky Moore. And then they signed Juju Smith-Schuster in free agency. So those are the 3 guys that he's going to be throwing to. One of those 3 guys is going to pop off. But at the end of the day, I think that Travis Kelce is going to have a record-type year. We're talking about 14 to 16 receiving touchdowns. That's what I think that Travis Kelce can do this year. At the end of the day, as great as Tyreek Hill was, in most cases, Travis Kelce was the number one receiver. So don't get it twisted. Travis Kelce went nowhere. That's the most important wide receiver to Patrick Mahomes. He's going to have guys that are going to be able to stretch the field like Mecole Hardman, MVS, Sky Moore, all these different guys. And he's going to be able to find these different guys. So I'm going to bank on Patrick Mahomes being the QB2 this year, right after Josh Allen. So do not be afraid. Go ahead and grab, Patrick Mahomes. He might even have to pass the ball more. You might see a year where Patrick Mahomes passes for over 5,000 yards. Don't rule that out. Now, him getting 50 touchdowns, I don't know about that. But him getting anywhere to 32 to 37 touchdowns, that's definitely still feasible. I think that, like I said, Kelce gets about 16 receiving touchdowns this year, and he's going to spread the ball to all of his wide receivers and, his running backs as well. So I do still see Patrick Mahomes being a high-volume guy. I don't think he throws for 13 interceptions this year. His interceptions will possibly go down maybe 10 or less interceptions. And if that happens, and then, you know, the, like the touchdown numbers being around 35, less than 10 interceptions. And then we're talking about maybe 80 rushing attempts for over 400 yards rushing, and maybe 3 rushing touchdowns. You're looking at a top 2 quarterback this year. So that's my prediction. Now, when you talk about the Kansas City wide receivers and the value, right? Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be drafted first, right? He's a slot guy. He can go outside. He's a versatile guy. And because of what Travis Kelce can do, you're going to see a lot of Juju Smith-Schuster getting open. So you have Juju Smith-Schuster, most likely the first receiver selected off the board as a Kansas City receiver. And you're going to have guys like Sky Moore, and then MVS. It's just going to be a debate on whether you trust a veteran, a speedy burner in MVS, or do you like the upside that Sky Moore brings playing with a Patrick Mahomes. So after preseason, you're going to see ADPs rise. You're going to see ADPs fall. That's just pretty much how it goes. I don't really get too into ADPs as much, but just wanted to talk about the value of these wide receivers. And you can get one of these wide receivers later. I mean, some of these guys are being drafted outside of Juju Smith-Schuster, who's being drafted to be a top 30 wide receiver. A lot of these other guys are being drafted to be in the top 40s. You know, 40 something. So you can grab one of these guys, and there's a slim chance that they can finish higher than where they're being drafted. So the value is there. Grab any one of these guys. Like I said, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Eventually, he's going to find his chemistry with one of these wide receivers. And if you get the right one, it could potentially be a league winner. All right, we're going to go ahead and transition to Robert Woods and his impact on the Titans. People tend to forget who Robert Woods is. Robert Woods is a heck of a player. He's been that kind of guy his entire career. Even when you look at what he's done with the Rams ever since 2018, where he had 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns, 1,100 yards, 2 touchdowns, 900 yards, 6 touchdowns. And then last year with the injury, after 9 games, he had 45 receptions for 556 yards and 4 touchdowns. I think last year, Robert Woods was on his way to his best season of his life. He started out slow, and then he picked up some steam. So for those of you guys who have Allen Robinson, just expect a Allen Robinson, Robert Woods type of comparison. But of course, you know that Allen Robinson is the more superior player. But one thing you can say about Robert Woods is that he's consistent. He's consistent. He's going to get open. I'm pretty sure his ADP is just ridiculous right now. He has a chance to finish as a wide receiver too this year. I can see Robert Woods being a top 24 wide receiver this year. So he's a guy that that you can find late in drafts, especially if you're loading up in redraft in terms of grabbing running backs. You're going to be able to find a Robert Woods as your wide receiver 2, your wide receiver 3. And the value is going to be so good because he's the number one wide receiver for the Titans. Then people say, oh, the Titans are a running team. How is he going to have so much value? How is he going to have value? Ryan Tannehill has to throw the ball eventually, right? You brought in Austin Hooper. You brought in Robert Woods. Yes, he's coming off of injury, but if he's healthy, that's a big if. If he's healthy, I definitely love his chances. You look at the team. You have Treylon Burks, who you drafted. He's a rookie. Can he perform at a high level? Can he be that next Jamar Chase? Can he be that next Justin Jefferson? We don't know. I've heard mixed reviews on Treylon Burks, but he's a guy that you can grab and redraft, or even, you know, dynasty if you believe in Treylon Burks. I'm not a Treylon Burks guy. I do think he's talented. Now, on the unofficial depth chart, it's Robert Woods number 1, and then Nick Westbrook-Ikhina number 2, and then I'm hearing that Treylon Burks is number 3. But I'm hearing a lot of rumblings about Kyle Phillips. Kyle Phillips can be a really good wide receiver, you know, slot wide receiver from UCLA. He's 5'11", but from what I'm hearing, like it says, I mean, he's getting first-team reps. I live in Nashville, so I'm hearing a lot of rumblings about him. He's definitely manning that slot for them, and we're going to see where things go with Kyle Phillips. But Robert Woods is definitely a valuable player that you can grab late in drafts, and he's going to outplay his ADP. So definitely look to grab Robert Woods in as many places as you can. Now, the ultimate wild card is Cam Akers, right? Cam Akers' value is all over the place. Some people say Cam Akers has a chance to be a top 12 back. Some people say he has a chance to be a high-end RB2. I don't know. I really don't know. He's a wild card. Darrell Henderson is there, but they're saying that he's looking better in the offseason. The only thing with Cam Akers has been the injuries. He had that late surge his rookie year where he had, you know, that great playoff run, the end of the year run. And we was like, man, Cam Akers is going to be somebody. He's only 23 years old. He has a lot of talent. This could be his breakout season if he stays healthy. Cam Akers is going to be a guy that goes late third, early fourth round in redrafts just because you're not, you know, you don't know what you don't know about Cam Akers. You're going to see guys go ahead and grab more established guys. You're going to see guys grab Josh Jacobs over Cam Akers just because you know who Josh Jacobs is at the end of the day, right? And he's playing on a better offense. But then you have Cam Akers who's going to be playing on an offense that can score points left and right. But Darrell Henderson is still there. And I'm hearing that the coach feels like he has two starting running backs. So that's where that Cam Akers value is all over the place. But if you get him at the right spot, he can pay dividends for you. Don't overdraft Cam Akers now. Don't go ahead and grab Cam Akers in the, you know, second or early third thinking that you might get that value. You know, I mean, even though he might play up to that value, but you're not really getting the value there. So with Cam Akers and Dynasty, obviously you go ahead and grab Cam Akers. But in redraft, you really got to watch where you draft him. I think he has a potential to break out this year. Guys like Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, all these young backs that have been so hurt and so injury prone. Those might be the guys that help you win your league if you draft them in the right spot. So that's my time. Guys, this is your boy Manny. This is the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel, Talking Sports with Manny podcast. Please like, please subscribe, please share. Please give me a rating. I'm on Apple. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google. I'm everywhere. So, guys, I'm going to catch you guys on that next episode, and y'all be blessed. I'm out. Peace.